91X News.
Wasn't that a great Good Charlotte throwback? It's 12 degrees and sunny out here at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm also Charlotte, and here's what's making news. Breaking news that has just been released about a bank robbery in downtown Trenton at the RBC Bank that happened just about an hour ago. Quincy West OPP officers are currently on the scene, and police are also searching for a white male with a stocky build and approximately 300 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes and is unshaved. He was last seen wearing a blue Blue Jays hat with a dark pants and a collared shirt. He was last seen on Dundas Street West in Trenton. In other local news, QNET reporter Stelios Pappas attended Belleville City Council last night, where a motion was passed to have Ball Construction Limited manage the project. Stelios has the story.
Belleville Council passed a motion for Ball Construction to oversee the expansion and renovations of Yarmouth Arena here in town. Mayor Tasso Christopher says the project can get started soon.
So it's a great project. It's taken us about 11 months to get this far, and staff has worked endless hours with our legal team. So the proposal we have now is, as they say, a contractor at risk. So, and they're ready to roll now. So, you know, we've partnered with a contractor that's done 16 plus projects. It was in the report. And we've also partnered with an architectural firm that's done over 50 of these. So, you know, on the radar screen, it looks like it's good news, but they have to start right away. We have $1.5 million worth of construction each and every month for the next 12 months.
The recently announced Belleville Senators are expected to be playing in the new arena by the first weeks of November 2017. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
The moon is currently closer to Earth than it has been in almost 70 years, leading to what is known as a supermoon. But seeing the difference between a supermoon and a normal full moon is almost impossible, says Randy Atwood of the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society.
It's more like data on paper as opposed to going out one day and seeing this absolutely huge moon.
If you do want to see the supermoon, though, tonight is probably your last chance. After that, it will be back at its normal distance away from Earth. Prime Minister Trudeau arrives in Cuba today, the first official visit by a Canadian Prime Minister in almost two decades. It is the first step in the Liberal government's week-long bid to boost Canadian trade, investment, and engagement in the region. The visit is a necessary and symbolic stop en route to Argentina and Peru because Cuba is a political and diplomatic gateway to the Americas. Alan Cullham, Canada's former ambassador to the Organization of American States, says a visit to Cuba is a rite of passage in the Americas. And Justin Trudeau also has a special relationship with Cuba. Former leader Fidel Castro was an honorary pallbearer at the funeral of his father, Pierre Trudeau, in 2000. Because of a friendship that began when the elder Trudeau visited Cuba in 1976. And an Ontario judge who came under fire for wearing a Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat is in court and has apologized for his behavior, calling it a lapse in judgment. The Hamilton TV station CHCH reports that Judge Bernd Zabel went into court today solely to express his regrets and issued an apology to the courts, the bar, and his colleagues. The station reports Zabel said his gesture was not intended as a political statement. It was the first time the judge had appeared in court since the incident was reported last week. Over the weekend, a Hamilton city councilor called for the judge to resign or be removed from the bench, saying the move could undermine public faith in the judicial system. The Hamilton Spectator has reported that a complaint against Zabel has been filed with the Ontario Judicial Council. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks have picked up a new defenseman this past week. Calvin Walker was acquired in a trade with the Coquitlam Express of British Columbia Hockey League. Walker had suited up for 21 games for Coquitlam this year, picking up 4 points. Since joining the team on Friday, Walker has appeared in Game 1 of Trenton on Monday's 3-2 win over the Coburg Cougars. Two Toronto Blue Jays are officially now free agents, as Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion declined their qualifying offers. They had until last night to decide whether to opt into a one-year contract or jump into the open market. If they do sign with another team, the Blue Jays now stand to gain a first-round draft pick for each of the players. Across the province, Montreal puts its perfect home record on the line tonight against Florida. The Canadiens have won 10 straight home games. Ottawa visits Philadelphia. Toronto is home to Nashville. And Winnipeg entertains Chicago. Calgary is at Minnesota. Edmonton visits Anaheim. And Vancouver welcomes the New York Rangers in a busy night. Eastern Conference rivals will square off tonight in Cleveland in one of five games on the NBA schedule. Cleveland beat Toronto in the conference final last spring. And former England midfielder Steven Gerrard says he's leaving the Los Angeles Galaxy. He has yet to decide on his next career move. The 36-year-old played at Liverpool before spending two seasons in Major League Soccer. And Canada's Milos Raonic will take on Novak Djokovic at the ATP Finals today in London. Raonic is winless in seven career matchups against the former world number one. And Tom McTeam, who won early in singles match with his first victory in the ATP Finals today. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, partly cloudy, becoming more cloudy after midnight with a 30% chance of showers before morning and a low of +4. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a high of 11. At night, cloudy periods with a low of -1. It's 3:06 and 12 degrees. QNET News is on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 4:00.